I want to take you to Revelation chapter 3, and I'm going to start in verse, I'm really just going to read two verses from the letter of Jesus to the church at Philadelphia. In verse 8, it says this, "I know your deeds, so you have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have a little strength, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." Skip to verse 10. "Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth." Now, what is very interesting is that he's commended these people for keeping his word. Now, the NIV here translates that same word, logos, as command in verse 10. He says, "my command to patient endurance." No. He says, "you've kept my word." What is the word? The word is, in verse 10, the word of makrothumia, the word of endurance. Here, even patient endurance. And that's the point. Makrothumia means long suffering. And the idea is that this is a church that's been going through some things. Jesus has revealed himself to them as the one who holds the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, who shuts and no one opens. And he's saying, "I'm going to open you a door. I'm going to actually make sure that you're able to go through." And he says this, "I'm going to keep you from the hour of trial." Now, he doesn't mean there the hour of the Antichrist. He means God's wrath on the earth. I want to just key into something else, though. They are enduring because they are going through stuff to endure. It says, "I know you have but little power." The word power there is dunamis. You only have just so much of human strength, but also even the strength that God supplies. You're struggling. He gets the struggle. He gets the fact that the weight is just so heavy with persecution, with all the temptations to go back, to deny Christ. "You have not denied my name," he says. And here's my point to you. Keep going. Keep enduring. You are going to be blessed. You are going to be like these people at the Church of Philadelphia, where he commends them and is able to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have not denied my name." You have denied. Here's the point. It's not just that you don't take his name as a curse word. His name is upon you. He has written his name on you, and you have not denied that. When you say you are a Christian, it means that you represent Christ on this earth in your actions, in your dealings. It's not just about how you feel, what God should do for you. You are a living witness to the people around us. And the point is this, the word, if you say you're a word person, that you keep the word of God is endure. The word of God is keep on keeping on. The word of God is you will make it in the end, because God is not going to let your faithfulness, you know, be for nothing. He's going to keep you. There's going to be a time of judgment. And I really believe we've entered into a time now here in 2025 where God is just coming in and he's keeping his promises. He's raising up the humble and he's taking away the proud. He is absolutely coming for you. He's coming for your situation. He's coming for your circumstance. And he's interjecting himself. We have seen time and time again that God has done more than we could ask or think. So I want to ask you now, can you keep on going? I want to give you not just a word of encouragement. I want to give you a prayer of encouragement. In the name of Jesus, I bless you with grace, grace, grace. Grace to endure. Grace to keep on going when you feel like you've gone so long. Grace to keep going when you say, "How long, O Lord? How long is this going to be?" That you still keep going, that you don't stop. You certainly don't go backwards. You not throw off God's name from you, but you continue to witness. Your life is a living testimony in Jesus' name.